Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. Thank you so much for opening up this email. Listen, the Lord is still speaking to me. I want you to write down November the 11th, 2016. Mark it on your calendar. There's some things that is getting ready to happen. The months of September, which we've already gone through, we've seen attacks. The month of October, the month of November, and the month of December are very critical and very dangerous months in the realm of the spirit. For the devil uses these months to bring much attack. We're looking at wars in different parts of the country. We're seeing tornadoes and other storms and things that is happening. People just being randomly shot and killed for no reason. The devil is out to kill, to rob, and to destroy. I want you to circle November the 11th on your calendar. There's some things that I need you to do between now and November the 11th. There are some steps that you must follow according to what Father God has spoken to me. Beloved, the other night I had a very disturbing dream. In fact, early this morning. And in the dream, I saw faces. I saw saints, but I also saw myself battling and I saw myself fighting. And in the dream, there was four people, four individuals, four spirits trying to kill me. I didn't have the strength in the natural to fight against them, but I began to call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank God for the blood. We thank God for Calvary. I didn't have the physical strength, and I began to say, Lord, help me. And somehow I was able to literally kill those four people, these spirits, dressed in the form of men. I was able to slay them. And I began to run and try to get away, and someone showed up like they were there to help me. And I got in a car with them, and the person that was driving said, you're not going to get away. After I kill you, I'm going to kill and destroy your family and take everything from you. And I began to fight in the realm of the spirit, and I asked God for help. And the Lord gave me the strength to subdue that driver, and I was able to slay that person, the fifth person I was able to slay. I got out of the car, two more tried to show up and drag me into a building. My third encounter. You're not going any place. I'm here to destroy your destiny, your purpose, and everyone else that you love. And through the power of the Holy Ghost, I had the strength again to destroy that individual. But at that moment, the walls, as I was trying to run between the buildings, began to close up on me. And I stuck my hands out and I pleaded the blood of Jesus. Right now, I plead the blood of Jesus of every demonic attack, every person sent from the pit of hell to destroy you. I plead the blood of Jesus. There are some instructions that I must give you. It is so crucial that you respond back to this email. If you've done it once, do it again for a loved one. Move in faith and support the gospel. I wouldn't tell you to do so, so you don't need to resist against it. You just need to make sure that you're ready for what I need to tell you. And as I lifted up my hands, these walls stopped as they were trying to crush me. I saw someone trying to crush and destroy your life, your destiny, and your purpose. And as these walls stopped, there was a gate that was coming down, trying to stop me from getting over to the other side. Oh, beloved, I saw a door being closed, but God says, I'm going to open up another door. The devil may close one door, but God said, I'm going to open up several other doors, several avenues, several blessings, several divine, prophetic, angelic connections. And as I lifted up this gate, God gave me the strength to rip it apart. I'm battling in the realm of the spirit for you. And as I lifted it up and I ripped it off, I saw a form and it looked like he was an angel. And all of a sudden, I lifted up my hands and says, Holy Ghost, what meaneth thou this? And what I thought was an angel was a dark demonic force disguised as an angel. If you can only imagine what I was going through. All I know, I began to speak in tongues. And I began to shout that every demonic force, everything that is out against me, that it may fall and be destroyed and sent back to the pit of hell. And all of a sudden, an angel stood beside my right and my left side. Each one of them had a sword. But one of them gave me a sword and said, "This is the sword to destroy everything that comes against you." And as I began to lift up that sword, I was able to cut off the head of that demonic force. And as I crossed over to the other side, I felt such victory. I feel victory for you even right now. Can you imagine having safety and protection with the instructions that I have to send you? I want to give you over 15 instructions on what angels are going to do and how they're going to fight on your behalf. Can you imagine it? You have to imagine it to find out if you can or not. Can you imagine going into a deep realm in the spirit to be victorious and to experience joy and everlasting peace? Can you imagine waking up to find out that angels have pursued and destroyed everything that is out to destroy your life? Can you imagine being able to have victory after victory? Well, beloved, I have some instructions that I must give you. God says, give them this. And as I awake from my vision, from this deep sleep that God had me in, he gave me an instruction. And I must reveal it to you. But I need to hear back from you. I am doing this every day until November the 11th. Right now, wherever you are, as you're hearing my voice, I want you to begin to shout with me right now 7 times. 7 times right now. I am washed in the blood of Jesus. 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 I am washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I must give you some instructions that you need to begin to follow. Don't hesitate. Don't allow the enemy to stop you. I want you to move in faith and release this miracle seed of all that I got to give you. I have a special audio teaching that I must give you on angels and how they're going to fight for you like they did for Daniel, like they did for Jesus, like they gave Mary and Joseph answers and brought them into safety. Oh yes, you'll experience safety, peace, blessings, prosperity. God will cover you and keep you. Then I must give you instructions and a special prayer to say, to invoke angels, a sacred, powerful prayer. And the last thing is going to deliver you and keep you. But you must do this every day between now and November the 11th. I saw spirits being sent. Beloved, I want you to click on the link. Do it twice. If it's for a loved one, says prophet, I'm doing it 4 times for these people because I love them, for my loved ones. I'm doing it for my child. I don't want the devil to have them. I'm doing it for my husband. I'm doing it for my wife. I'm doing it for my mother and my father. And give them the instructions. This is going to set you up. It's going to protect you and keep you. Beloved, this is one of the most powerful instructions that God has ever given me. I felt the peace and the presence of the Lord. This last one is going to be amazing and powerfully for you. Thank you for responding to this email. I already know, and like me, you want angels to fight your battles. Like me, you want the blessings of the Lord. Like me, you can win every battle. Because the angels are about to move in defense and fight for you. For this is your season and this is your hour. Beloved, you are washed in the blood. May your name be sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ. This last thing that I need to tell you is that what I got to tell you is going to secure you and protect you. Powerful. Don't miss out. Thank you. Click on the link. Do it once. Do it twice. Do it three times. Right now, begin to imagine all the protection that you're going to have as you've already clicked on the link and followed my instructions. If you want the double blessing or triple blessing, move in faith and triple or double your seed. The greater the seed, the greater the blessings. Angels are ready at your disposal. You just got to know what to say. I have the prayers, and I must get them into your hands. God bless you, beloved, once again. Peace and many blessings.